And before we head out in history, reminding you, you are listening to the Mark Steiner Show on 88.9 WEAA, the voice of the community. And support for WEAA is provided by Luna. Information on flooring available at luna.com/traffic or 877-241-LUNA. You figure out the numbers. Our day in history is today on January the 15th. This day in history, in 1870. Now, this is a really interesting little piece of history we don't know about. We know that the symbol of the Republican Party is the elephant. The symbol of the Democratic Party is the donkey. But where did that symbol come from? There was a cartoon drawn by Thomas Nast in Harper's Weekly in 1870. It showed a donkey kicking the golden lion, who was dead. And on this donkey was written the Copperhead Papers. And what it was kicking was the corpse of E.M. Stanton, who was known as the Golden Lion. E.M. Stanton was a former Secretary of War under Lincoln and Johnson, was one of the radical Republicans who fought for Reconstruction, fought for black rights in America. The Copperheads were the Democrats in the North who stayed with the Union but didn't want to fight the Confederacy and were pro-slavery. So the symbol of the – and this is one of the things that – one of the papers that they published, one of the papers published by the Copperheads and the Copperhead Papers was called Abraham Africanus, the true story of Abraham Lincoln, much like the Obama papers being written today. So that symbol that we use of the donkey – in the Democratic Party, not we, people use for the donkey in the Democratic Party, is actually the symbol of racism and putting black folks back in subjugated positions. So we should think about the symbols that we use in history. On this day in 1889, the Coca-Cola Company, was then known as the Pemberton Medicine Company, was founded in 1869 when Coca-Cola had real Coke in it, which is why people drank it. And then in this is the day in 1892 that James Naismith published the first rules of basketball. This is the day in 1908 that the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority becomes the first Greek letter organization founded and established by African-American women in this country. And this, do we have a song queued up for it? Solidarity? Where's Mark? He's not there. Okay, we don't. This is the day in 1915 that Wobbly Ralph Chaplin in Chicago at a demonstration against hunger completed the writing of Solidarity Forever. And the first verse being, of course, this took place in 19. First verse was, "When the Union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere under the sun. Yet that force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one, but the Union makes us strong." That song was written on this day. Now, this is a day in 1919 that 17 workers died from a large molasses storage spill. It was very famous in the north end of Boston. In all, 21 people were killed, 150 were injured. Molasses surged through the streets at 35 miles an hour, killing and just destroyed that part of the city. It was called the Great Molasses Flood. And some residents still say on a hot day, you can still smell molasses at the north end of Boston. Whether you can or not, I don't know. I've never been there. This is a day in 1919 where Rosa Luxemburg and Karl Liebknecht, who were two revolutionary leaders in Germany, were killed by the German police and tortured to death. This is the day in 1941 that Yancey Williams, a Howard University student, asked the federal court to order the Secretary of War to allow him to enlist in the Army Air Corps. On this day in 1950, 4,000 people met from 100 groups in the National Emergency Civil Rights Conference in Washington, D.C. in 1950, one of the early civil rights organizations to form to fight segregation. This is a day in 1976 that Gerald Ford's would-be assassin, Sarah Jane Moore, was sentenced to life in prison. And this is a day in 1991 the UN made a deadline for the withdrawal of Iraqi forces that led to Operation Desert Storm. This is a day in 2001 that Wikipedia started. We all use it now. You've got to be careful with it, but we all use it now. This year in 2009, the U.S. Airways Flight 1549 made an emergency landing on the Hudson River. Do you remember that? And there's a guy whose name was Captain Chelsea Sullenberger, who was the guy who flew that plane, former Air Force pilot, had 1,900 hours under his belt in the commercial field, saved the day, the way he landed that plane, and kind of showed what it means to be a pilot, as he saved everybody on that, all the crew, and everybody survived. On this day, Molière, the great French playwright, was born in 1622. And on this day, Richard Martin was born in 1754. He was the Irish politician who founded the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And on this day, in 1809, Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, the anarchist thinker, French thinker, was born in 1809. And on this day in 1929, Martin Luther King was born. We will do more A Conversation by King on a special this Monday for 2 hours, playing many of his speeches we don't usually hear, especially his speeches about poverty, about the war in Vietnam, about what he thought the economic solutions to America were, and we'll be wrestling with that. This is on the day 1971 that Regina King, the actress, was born. And on this day, we'll hear some of his music during the course of the show today, that Junior Wells died in 1998. Many of us from the Vietnam era remember his song Viet Cong Blues. We'll play a little bit of that later on in the broadcast. This day in 1994 that Harry Nilsson died, and we'll play some of his music as well. That was this day in history, January the 15th. Stay with us.